Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B. Our first reading will be taken from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 2, verses 2 to 5. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 123. Our second reading will be taken from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 7 to 10. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 1 to 6. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, to the faint-hearted, he shows his mercy. To the faint-hearted, to the weak, he shows his mercy. My brothers and sisters, this Sunday we are wondering why the Lord yearns for our conversion. Hence, we want to know why, in today's first reading, he sends prophet Ezekiel to a rebel-held territory, to a defiant and obstinate people, to a people who had rejected him. It is also important to ask why the Lord forgave St. Paul, who persecuted Christians, struggled with a thorn in his flesh, and was very happy to make his weaknesses his special boast. First, we must note that our ways and thoughts are not the ways and thoughts of the Lord. He says in Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 28 following, "Do you not know that the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth? He will not grow tired or weary. His understanding is beyond searching out. He gives power to the faint and increases the strength of the weak. And those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." Amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, the understanding of the Lord is beyond our searching, beyond your reach. So don't even try. So we must wonder not with disdain of the proud or the scorn of the rich, why the Lord has shown his mercy to the rebellious and faint-hearted. For the Lord has made and is making an all-out effort to convert the rebellious, to give power to the faint-hearted, to bestow merciful strength on adulterers, fornicators, masturbators. And he also wants to comfort the victims of sexual, physical, domestic abuse, and to admonish and help the abusers to walk and not fall again. Yes, I agree with you that those who have experienced pain, insults, abuses, and blackmail caused by friends and unknown persons might find this a bitter pill to swallow. In fact, our culture today makes it harder to bear Jesus' approach because it sometimes justifies cruelty and unforgiveness. Yes, although we have rights to express our reservations, we must not forget that we cannot override the Lord's right to be compassionate. I repeat, we cannot override the Lord's right to be compassionate, for he intends to use the weak to lead the strong. It is clear in today's gospel that Jesus' own people were weak in faith. In fact, they rejected him and rejected the gospel. But Jesus did not abandon his own people. He abhorred their sins, but he loved his people. Hence, he healed those who reached out to him. And so, my brother, my sister, the Lord is reaching out to us today. And so we must allow the divine physician to repair the leak in our hearts. Yes, we have been rejected because of our failures and because of our sins. They have called you names. They have isolated you, ostracized you. But the Lord says today to you, to me, "My grace is enough for you. My power is at its best when you are weak." Therefore, my brother, my sister, come. The Lord says, come, come, and he will fix that problem. He will make you relevant again in that community, in that household, in that church. That divine repair could be excruciating, but do not give up. He will give us peace during those moments of trial. He says to the woman caught in adultery, "If no one has condemned you, I do not condemn you. Go and sin no more." He says to the man right there, nailed to the cross with him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." My brother, my sister, the Lord has not condemned you. Forget your sins. Embrace the Lord, and He will grant you the graces necessary to overcome your weaknesses, to overcome all those issues in your life, and He will grant you peace. Based on my own experiences, my brother, my sister, the Lord is merciful. He has done it in my life. He will do it in your life. There were times I thought I couldn't do it any longer. I couldn't carry on, even as a proclaimer of the word, as a priest. But the Lord reassured me and said to me, "Move on, move on. I am with you, and I will be with you to the end of time." No one is perfect. The Lord helps us to be perfect, because it says, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." No one has arrived there, but we are all yearning and asking the Lord to help us to arrive on that holy mountain where He dwells, and the Lord will help us. All you have to do today is allow Him to penetrate you, allow Him to enter, and the King of Glory will do it again in your life. May He grant you peace, and may He grant you a newness of self this day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.